Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Now that we're getting late into the summer season and school is just around the corner, get into the garden and enjoy a bit of late, lazy summertime before it's gone. If you need reservations, go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please, if you are not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you still wear a mask in public. The hedges around the back of the children's garden are so lush now that they've spent the whole summer growing, and the flowering maple is blooming along with the American pokeweed. The flowering maple is a natural feeding spot for the garden hummingbirds, while the American pokeweed, a plant memorialized in the popular song as Poke Salad Annie from the 1960s, it's a wild weed that can be cooked up and eaten as a leafy green vegetable. It also has large purple berries that are poisonous to humans, but they're an important food source for the mockingbirds and mourning doves. Another tall hedgerow plant here in the back of the children's garden is the night-blooming jasmine, and true to its name, it really does bloom at night. The creamy white flowers are small, inconspicuous, and close up during the day, but if you're in the garden in the evening, the scent floats gently on the breeze and is completely intoxicating. This may be the most fragrant little flower in the garden. If you leave the children's garden and walk out to the geometric flower beds, you'll see the Rose of Sharon plant in the demonstration beds just to the right side of the Solar One sculpture by Betty Gold. It looks like a beacon of white flowers. While there are a few different cultivars of the Rose of Sharon in the garden, this beautiful bush with the simple single flower is one of the most striking. Also in the demonstration beds, see the pineapple sage, whose striking scarlet flowers are just beginning to bloom, and the oregano, which is blooming madly and attracting so many bees that you can hear the buzz as you stand near the plant. Heading into the lower meadow, if you look closely along the side near the children's garden, the purple Chinese hat plant is blooming. This plant is a wonderful specimen plant as it can be grown on a trellis or as an espalier, and the flowers will hang on for weeks. Also blooming in the lower meadow and on the corner of the promenade and tram road is the very attractive purple bottlebrush plant. A quick tour around the edges of the cactus collection and you'll see the golden barrel cactus are blooming and the cactus apples on the Opuntia robusta or silver dollar prickly pear are getting ripe. These are the largest cactus apples of all the prickly pear varieties and the squirrels are having a feast. As you leave the cactus collection and head into the interior of the garden, you walk past the amphitheater and along the dirt path, it seems that you have entered a corridor of yellow flowering trees. The yellow bells and African wattles are vibrant with bloom. At the stairs on the right side, just at the Morton fig trees, is a lovely yucca sending up a blooming spike. An even more dramatic specimen of the yucca can be seen if you walk down to the overlook. Then you can head over to the rest stop in the Sakura Meadow and enjoy the garden from the shade of the spreading oak trees. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.